In this edition of Curious Juno, we answer another question about Mount Juno. I'm Matt Miller. Listener Joanne Flora writes, about that piece of hardware atop Mount Juno, how did it get there and what is its purpose? When we got in touch with her, she said she was asking about the big microwave reflector on the side of the mountain, which we found out about on a previous edition of Curious Juno. But that got us to thinking about the other stuff, including the unfinished building left at the summit, which you can't really see from downtown Juno. And we've got an answer for that, too. Many longtime Juno residents may remember before the Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway, there were plans to build the Mount Juno Tramway. Chuck Keene had the idea for the project. He was a local character who was a U.S. Marine, hard rock miner, and timber faller before becoming a freelance cinematographer working for such clients as Disney. He also spent time in Vietnam capturing footage of the war.
Chuck Keene's experiences traveling the world led him to a vision of Juno's future as a tourist destination.
That's an excerpt from a short documentary produced by Pat Race in 2006 about Chuck Keene.
Keene had purchased property on the top of Mount Juno in 1970 and dreamed of a tram leading to a beautiful alpine setting which would host a hotel, a two-story revolving restaurant, a museum, and a stage for performances, as well as access to the mountain trails and the ice field.
The original plan called for a lower tramway station on South Franklin Street with a midpoint tower on Gastineau Ridge. The upper tramway station with a hotel and restaurant would be at the summit of Mount Juno. The project began to stall in the mid-80s after one of Keene's companies filed for bankruptcy protection. Keene and the city and borough of Juno also became embroiled in a big dispute over mining claims and property he had purchased for the project. Keene claimed the city was trespassing because they were using an old AJ mine tunnel under his mining claims as a water reservoir. The dispute dragged on and eventually ended up before the Alaska Supreme Court. Keene also missed the project's permitting deadlines and conditions. The tramway project was eventually canceled in 1991. The Mount Roberts Tramway opened 6 years later. From that documentary by Pat Race, here's Chuck Keene's son, Mike.
I think he always felt that if he could build his tram, the other tram would just dry up and blow away.
At the very top of Mount Juno, Keene had a heavy lift helicopter haul up a backhoe, some shipping containers, and other equipment for the project. He also started construction on a bunkhouse for workers, and that was all left on the mountain when the project fell apart. And then Keene died in 2003. George Schaff remembers in 2009 that Karen Keene, widow of Chuck Keene, contacted him for help in cleaning up her property at the summit.
She had a desire to get all that off of the mountain and try to return it back to its natural state as best as we could. We told her that we would help her out with that.
Back then, Schaff was head of Trail Mix, the local trail rehabilitation group.
We were grateful for her permission to get access up on the mountain to get it taken care of.
Schaff remembers they got help from TEMSCO, AEL&P, and Skookum Sales and Recycling. He and three other Trail Mix volunteers and staff members spent a few days up on the summit. They used an oxyacetylene torch to cut the containers and the backhoe into pieces.
We had to cut it into about three pieces, the boom, the bucket, and then the frame to fly it off. Just because of the weight, the helicopters that we have here in Juno these days are limited in how much they can lift. So we had to cut the pieces down to a size that the helicopter could actually fly it off the mountain.
Schaff recalls that some cable rigging, logs, and the unfinished bunkhouse still remain up there. They planned on burning the bunkhouse, but they didn't have a burn permit, and they figured an unpublicized fire on the summit might alarm Juno residents. It's at this point that we have to issue our usual disclaimer about George Schaff currently serving on the KTOO Board of Directors. That's it for this edition of Curious Juno. I'm Matt Miller. Tune in next time for another segment on the mysteries of the capital city. Go to our website at ktoo.org to see pictures from the cleanup operation and view that documentary by Pat Race. And to see previous stories or to submit your own question, go to our website, ktoo.org/Curious Juno, or just click on the Curious Juno banner that's on the right-hand side of our homepage.